Chapter 7. The Encounter in the Garden. The next morning, Sergeant Cuff was walking in the rose garden with Betteridge and Blake. Blake was upset because of the suspicions Cuff had about Rachel. Rosanna was out in the garden too, with Penelope. The sergeant pretended he had not seen the girls and said to Blake,
"You must help me solve this case. That is, if you feel any interest in Rosanna Spearman."
"I have no interest whatever in Rosanna Spearman,"
Blake shouted angrily. Rosanna suddenly stopped walking and ran back into the house. Penelope followed her. Later, while Sergeant Cuff was in Fritzing Hall, Penelope came to see her father.
"I wish that you would come and speak to Rosanna," Penelope said. "I'm very worried about her. I am afraid Mr. Blake has upset her badly."
"Why was she in the garden this morning?" asked Betteridge.
"She wanted to talk to Mr. Blake," replied Penelope. "But when he told Sergeant Cuff that he had no interest in her, he said it in such a cruel voice. She seemed to turn to stone when she heard those words."
"He said it to correct the sergeant."
"I know. I told her that. But this was another disappointment for her. She had no right, of course, to think that he would take an interest in her. She is only a servant, and he is a gentleman."
Sergeant Cuff arrived back from Fritzing Hall at 2 o'clock.
"I have seen the Indians, and I have also found out what Rosanna bought in town,"
he told Betteridge.
"The Indians definitely came to steal the diamond. Their plans were ruined by Mr. Murthwaite recognizing them on the night of the party, so they have no idea how the diamond was lost. However, they will find it even if we don't."
Betteridge asked Cuff about Rosanna. Cuff said that she had gone to a shop where she had bought a piece of cloth. The shopkeeper told Cuff that she had been careful about the quality of the cloth and had bought enough to make a nightgown for herself.
"I think that between 12 and 3 o'clock last Thursday morning, Rosanna went to Miss Verinder's room to plan the stealing of the diamond with her. On her way back to her room, Rosanna's nightgown touched the wet paint on the door. She couldn't wash the paint out, and she couldn't destroy the gown until she had replaced it," said Cuff.
"What proves that it was Rosanna's nightgown?" asked Betteridge.
"The plain material that she bought," said Cuff. "It was not the kind of cloth that Miss Verinder would wear."
"Please continue," urged Betteridge.
"At the first opportunity, Rosanna went to Fritzing Hall to buy the material for a new nightgown. That afternoon, she pretended to be ill and went to her room. There, she made a new nightgown and lit a fire to dry and iron it. The question is, why did she not destroy her old nightgown after she had made a new one? The answer is in the metal box, hidden in the shivering sand."
At that moment, the carriage arrived to take Rachel to her aunt's house. Lady Verinder and Franklin Blake came out of the house and stood waiting for Rachel. Rachel soon appeared, dressed in soft yellow, almost as pretty as usual, except that her lips had lost their colour and their smile, and her eyes were very bright and fierce.
"Try to forgive me, Mama," she said,
and then she ran towards the carriage as if it were a hiding place.
"Please, would you consider staying in the house a little longer?" asked Sergeant Cuff, who was standing by the open carriage. "If you leave, it will be much more difficult for me to find the diamond."
Rachel did not answer him. Franklin Blake approached Rachel and held out his hand to her.
"Goodbye, Rachel,"
he said. But Rachel ignored him as well and climbed into the carriage. Her mother joined her, and the carriage left. Later in the day, the carriage returned with a letter for Betteridge. In the letter, Lady Verinder wrote that Rachel promised her that she had not, on any occasion, spoken in private to Rosanna Spearman from the day Rosanna had entered their service until Rachel left the house after the theft of the diamond. Lady Verinder asked Betteridge to pass on this information to Sergeant Cuff. Rachel also insisted that she had not seen the diamond since she put it into the cabinet on the Wednesday night after the party. Rachel had tearfully refused to explain her silence concerning the disappearance of the diamond to her mother. She only told her that one day they would know the truth. She insisted that she had done nothing wrong. When Sergeant Cuff was told about the contents of Lady Verinder's letter, he decided to return to London. As he prepared to leave, the sergeant told Betteridge,
"You will hear something about a moneylender in London. Here is his name and address."
He wrote, "Mr. Septimus Looker, Middlesex Place, Lambeth, London," on a piece of paper.
"These are the last words I have to say on the subject of the moonstone," Cuff said. "I don't believe there was a happier house in England than this. Look at the family now. The air is contaminated with mystery and suspicion. The Colonel has certainly had his revenge on Lady Verinder by leaving the moonstone to Rachel."
After a miserable weekend, Betteridge took one of Lady Verinder's servants, Aunt Penelope, to the railway station to join Lady Verinder and Rachel in London. As he was leaving the station, he met Lucy Yolland. With a fierce look at Betteridge, she asked,
"Where's the man you call Franklin Blake?"
"That's not a respectful way to speak about a gentleman," Betteridge answered. "You should call him Mr. Blake."
Lucy limped towards Betteridge, looking as if she could eat him alive.
"Murderer Franklin Blake would be a better name," she said.
Then she lost control.
"He has caused the death of Rosanna Spearman," she screamed. "What do you care? What does any man care?"
"Death?
Oh, heavens no!"
exclaimed Betteridge. At that, Lucy started to cry.
"I loved Rosanna," she said. "She had a difficult life, and she was treated badly by many people. When Mr. Blake came, she fell in love with him. It was cruel of him to take no notice of her. She told me that she could not live without him. Today, I received a letter from her saying goodbye, and that she was going to end her life. I also have a letter from her for Mr. Blake. It was enclosed in my letter."
Betteridge told Lucy that Franklin Blake had returned to London with Sergeant Cuff and was leaving to go abroad the following day.
"Give me the letter, miss," said Betteridge, "and I will send it to him by post."
"I must give it to him, from my hands into his," she said. "That is what poor Rosanna asked in a letter to me. If he wants the letter, he must come back here and get it from me."
With those words, she limped away. Betteridge followed her and tried to persuade her to give him the letter, but she would not.